All right, welcome to The Customer Isn't Always Right. It's Wednesday. It's actually Wednesday. I've never ever recorded the show on a Wednesday. It's actually Wednesday. 107.5 FM, WRUU, .org. You can listen to old episodes on WRUU.creek.fm. And let's do what we always do. So I'm here with my guest for this week. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Luciana Morales.
Awesome, you're a tattoo artist in the Savannah area. We wouldn't call it downtown; it's more like midtown-ish, yeah. I guess. Have a lot of work this week.
Yeah, working on a marine sleeve this week. A lot of corals, a lot of manta rays, fishies, all that.
That's pretty sweet. A lot of blues and like some weird oranges and stuff.
It was mostly black and gray, but interesting. Beautiful.
nice. Yeah. Downtown at where I work on Congress. Someone puked in front of the booth.
Of course.
So that was fun. Yeah, all beer. Luckily, but it got on a bunch of people. So we had to get him out of there fast before he got beat up. And then like 10 minutes later, someone puked in a garbage can next to him. So it was nice. It was normal.
Normal day at the bar.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to get some promotional stuff out of the way, and then we'll be right back.
Did you know that you can access our incredibly diverse programming anywhere in the world in real time? Simply type in WRUU.org in your internet address bar. And while you're there, check out our schedule of incredibly diverse programming. You can check out shows by day of the week, an hour, and even print out a weekly schedule. Simply click on the scheduling tab at the top of the page and follow the prompts. Then click the play arrow and enjoy the show.
You're listening to your radio station, WRUU, which is presented by people just like you. People from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and other Savannah residents. Therefore, WRUU is your community radio station. So, won't you please help by donating whatever you can afford to help your neighbors stay on the air? Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station with a monetary contribution of any amount. Again, you can support your local radio station at WRUU.org. Thank you.
Evening Eclectic features weekly conversations with and the music of national and international musicians from a wide range of musical genres. Join me, Dave Lake, your Evening Eclectic host, and these musical guests each week on Sunday nights from 8 until 10 p.m. on WRUU. The Davenport House Museum is hosting local artist Lucy Brotman, conducting a needle felting workshop on Sunday, March 22nd from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the historic Kennedy Pharmacy. Essential felting techniques will be demonstrated, and participants will be guided in the creation set of soft sculptural flowers. More information is available, and registration can be made at davenporthousemuseum.org/public-programs.
All right, and we are back. All right, let's start. So tell us more about yourself. You're a tattoo artist. Where are you from? What are you doing?
I'm a tattoo artist. I was born in Puerto Rico, raised there, and I came to Savannah to study art. After that, I always continued tattooing, but I specialize in fine line, mostly black and gray. I do color. Botanicals. I love to do birds, flowers, all that
nice
cute stuff.
nice. And then I remember asking you before when we were sitting down, it gets busier because we're, just in case you don't know, guys, we're all ramping up for St. Patrick's. While you guys who don't work in the industry downtown are getting pumped about St. Patrick's, people who work in and around it are not getting pumped. Their wallets are getting pumped. Their wallets are getting ready for it, but It's a whole thing. So anyway, do you guys ramp up during?
Oh yeah, and this year we're getting March 13th is going to be on a Friday. So for everyone that knows the tattoo industry, Friday the 13th is a big event for us, and it happens to be this year on the weekend of St. Patrick's.
Yeah, and it's crazy too because we just had a Friday the 13th like what, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, like February 13th. It's also Friday.
Yeah. Oh, so a month ago, right? Duh. And but it's just wild. I don't remember there being that many Friday the 13ths like all coming up in a row.
Yeah, last year I think we only have one.
Right.
It's June.
Weird. Very weird. It's an omen. So you guys, was it going to be like a lot of, is it a lot of people who are just like going to be in town scheduling tattoos, or is it a lot of like St. Patrick's Day? Like I need,
yeah, you know? I mean, we're going to probably have a lot of designs catered towards St. Patrick's theme, but we're also working that day and it's a Tuesday, the 17th, the St. Patrick's.
Right.
And most of the designs that we're going to have already for this Friday, we're also going to do the special on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, cool.
A lot of random designs, a lot of St. Patrick's theme.
Okay. Do you have anyone coming into town who's scheduled something ahead of time that's not like...
Yeah, actually, we got contact forms last week. Somebody asking if they could book for the day of Friday the 13th because they were coming from out of town.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to get a slot because on that day we usually have a line before we open outside because yeah. People want to like get in the schedule for the day and have their designs done.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. I remember way back when that shop first opened, I got a tattoo there on Friday the 13th.
It's always fun. It's always a fun day to get tattooed. You got to have a lot of patience and wait.
Yeah, yeah. You got to sit. Yeah, it's a lot of waiting. But that's just with everything. All right. So let's start with your first, like your top two best interactions with customers.
Well,
it doesn't have to be in any specific order. Just yeah, like whatever yeah, you no. got off your head.
One. The best interactions that I usually have is when you connect with the customers, when you share things in common. Mm-hmm. I'm a very outdoors person. I'm vegan. So when you get a customer that looks at your profile and they're like, oh, I came to you because I saw you're vegan and I wanted to get tattooed by a vegan or something like that. It's very rare, but it does happen.
I'm not surprised.
Or they see that I have a whole plant collection at home and they see pictures and they're like, oh my god, I love plants too. Or when I get like, you know how we met downtown, sometimes I get approached and they're like, are you Luciana? And I'm like, yeah,
that's me.
And automatically it turns into a consultation. I want to get this. And, you know, sometimes I'm just out with friends, so I'm not right.
Yeah,
there.
Right. No, you're not. Like, yeah, okay. It's like the worst thing you can do to anyone.
But it's, you know, at the same time, it's also good because you get, you know, praise because right, they yeah, like yeah. your art.
Yeah. Luckily, yeah, usually when you get stopped on the street, it's not like, hey, you're that jerk. You know, it's usually like, hey, what's up, man? Like, it happens. So, like, what other, like, have you done a piece where it was, like, super important to that person?
Yeah, I do like and enjoy when I do memorial pieces. Mm. Having that consultation with the person and talking about this family member they remember. There's been instances where I'm tattooing someone and they start, you know, they just want like a simple date, like their birthday, their past date. And then they start talking about how that person used to be, and I get emotional because, you know, they're telling me about this person that meant a lot to you.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to do this for you, and you're going to have that forever.
Yeah.
That's always a good interaction.
Yeah, it's cool getting to be a part of, like, some people's moments, you know, whether it's, like, a picture or whether it's, like, a day of some sort. That's pretty cool.
Or their dog. Like, I do get emotional when they're like, oh, my pet just passed away 2 weeks ago. Or I just got their ashes today and I'm here with you. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a tattoo that's going to be coming soon for me, too. I want to get a tattoo of my dog soon. But
yeah.
I'm just trying to put it off. She has not passed away, so she still exists.
Good.
But I feel like if I get the tattoo preemptively, it'll be weird, you know?
Yeah, but I did get my tattoos, my dog tattoos on me when they were alive. So, you know.
Yeah.
Special regardless.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I don't know. But, yeah. What else? What are general like good things? Have you done like wedding bands for people?
I have, yeah. Or initials or names. Oh. Yeah, it's always hard with the names because if they're together, we've only been like 3 months together, and you're like, oh, why?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just getting paid, but you shouldn't. Yeah. You shouldn't do this.
I do love when they get something that means something. Like, for example, I had a couple that wanted to get their dog's favorite toy. So they got a tattoo of their dog's favorite toy, but it means, you know, it's a matching tattoo with your partner, but it's also about your dog, and you're not going to be like, oh, I hate this dog.
Exactly. At the end of the day. Exactly.
Even if you break up.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't have to look at their name.
Mm-hmm. I also had this good interaction with the 76-year-old lady, which she came. She's never had a tattoo, and she wanted a dainty, like, finger tattoo. And when I was talking to her, she was like, oh, I'm getting this now because my husband passed away, and he hated tattoos. And I'm like, wow. All hands are wrinkly, and I'm doing this finger tattoo for this lady. But good for her, you know?
That's awesome.
I mean, she did have to wait for her husband to pass. But she's still there and doing it.
Right, she still got it done, yeah. She's still able to knock it off her bucket list. That's pretty great. All right, so let's start brushing up on some of these bad experiences.
When I used to work in Miami, my shift was like a 5 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift sometimes, and I would get drunk people. I used to work at South Beach. Okay. So imagine people coming in, they want this super tattoo, hammered, which 1 a.m. Like,
totally,
and you're
not supposed to do it anyway.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't. But having to deal with them, just, I want this, and they're mumbling, and you're like just trying to get him to keep mumbling because you're not going to sit this person.
No, not at all.
And then they just forgot they were there to get a tattoo, and they just keep talking, and you're like, okay, ready, leave.
Yeah, it's time for you to go now.
Yeah, those are experiences that were hard. Or I've had people puke
in the
studio, oh, in the chair, you know.
That's got to shut everything down for a while.
When you're getting a tattoo, your body reacts sometimes to this, you know, experience. Yeah. It's hurting, but it's a weird, you know,
it's like
pain.
A scratching.
I've had people faint.
Interesting.
It's normal. It's not that common, but it's normal for it to happen because it's weird what's going on with tattooing. But puking, that one was intense because I was tattooing. And the person grabbed the trash can, like, pull it towards them, and they just puked, like, in front of me, but in the trash can where I was tossing, you know, the bloody napkins. And they stopped puking. I was like, are you all right? And she was like, oh, this always happens to me. And I'm like, really?
You should have said something beforehand.
Yeah,
what the hell?
What the hell? This always happens to me. Or fainting, yeah.
Fainting. That's going to make things difficult. Have you ever been in a situation where people have gotten, like, violent?
Thank God, not to me. We had a situation once where the customers were, you know, in arguing. And they went outside and it turned into a fight.
Oh, Jesus.
That's happened. That happened in Miami, too. Miami is a wild place. I've also, we always get the clients that are like, how much for this? And we're like, oh, it'd be this. And they're like, oh, my artist back home would you know, charge me less than that. And I'm like, oh, just.
Okay, go back home then.
Go back home. Like, are you telling me how to price my work?
Yeah, no. Like, you can't do that. Yeah, that's. That's ridiculous. Like, I only tattooed for a little bit, and like, your friend's like, oh man, come on, you should be a discount. This is at a third. She's like, no, man. No. Like, I gotta, this is how I,
this is what I do.
Yeah, this is my job. Like, I'm not gonna come into your job and ask you to give me your stocks on discount. Like, I don't want to, you know, let me get that car. Come on, man. We're boys. Yeah, like, a discount, man. Like, no.
It's always good, at least with tattooing, it's always good when you have a friend coming in for. It's my birthday, and, you know, it's your friend, and I've given free tattoos for people that are like, it's my birthday gift for you.
Stuff like that is, yeah, that's something different, but when it's like, you know, all the time, constant, it's like a massive problem. Shoot. Any tattoos that you've refused to do?
I mean, private parts, that's something that some people want. Their privates tattoo. I had this guy, he wanted a tattoo in his penis, and he wanted some sigils, some Celtic stuff, and I was like, okay, I don't think so. If anything, I would charge you this much, which was like a very high price.
Yeah, crazy price.
And I told him, but my coworker, a male artist, has to be there. And he's like, no, I don't want any males seeing my privates. And I was like, no, that's going to be uncomfortable for me. I'm not doing it.
Sorry, that's how it has to be, man. Yeah.
Yeah, because the reason I wanted my male coworker is in case this person gets weird. Cause it's,
right. Yeah, because it could happen. It's people are.
Especially approaching a female to do this tattoo.
Yeah, like, what do you think is going to happen, man? Yeah. Like, come on, dude. Come, you think it's going to be a porno or something like this? Come on, dude.
We're not doing that. Yeah. And, you know, over the internet, this also is not a conversation that a person would walk into the shop to have. It's like over Instagram.
Listen, I am so glad that I am not a lady on the internet. Because, like, I've seen these. I have a lot of lady friends, and I've seen some of these DMs. Like, Jesus.
You're like, yikes. I blocked.
Yo, like. And the unsolicited pictures, like, never have I ever in my life. Period.
Yeah.
Like, why? What makes you? What, you wake up one day like, yeah,
I'm gonna do this.
This is gonna work. Like, when has it ever? I would like to meet the guy who's like, yeah, I sent my unsolicited and it worked. Totally. Like, they came over right away.
No, it's bad. The internet itself.
So what about any artwork that have you refused any artwork to do? Like, if someone's like, hey, I want this.
Maybe if it's a style I don't do. I usually just refer it to a coworker that can do it. But for the most part, unless it's from another tattoo artist. Because when we get approached for a tattoo, people come with references, and sometimes it's a screenshot from another artist's account. And you're like, okay, I see your vision. It's not going to look like that, but I can make something similar to this style you like. But I'm not going to copy and paste it. Some people do it. Some artists don't care, and they copy paste and whatever, and it's done. But for the main part, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, right now, I'm having a problem, like... I have some stuff that I've got that the artist doesn't exist anymore. They don't live anymore. They are unalived. Mm-hmm. And so people are like, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to work. I'm like, I just need it finished. I just need it finished. Like, I don't want to step. You're not stepping anyone's toes. They're dead. Like,
exactly.
Can you just finish it? Yeah. But yeah, I get that. But anything weird, like any like Nazi stuff or anything weird like that, like any kind of weird, like somewhere someone's like, yeah, I want this done. You're like, no, I'm not doing that. No,
yeah,
like,
sorry, yeah. It's not happening. When Charlie Kirk passed away, somebody wanted to get their face with some words like on the top of his arm, a hand. And we were like, no.
It's not happening.
No, this is not a god. Like,
No. It was like a praising of him.
Yeah, it said it had like a halo on the back, and it was this AI generated.
Oh my god, no thank you.
We're also getting a lot of AI generated images for references, and we're like, You could have just told me what you wanted. I could have drawn.
Yeah, we could have worked on it. Yeah,
you
yeah,
don't
yeah,
need
yeah.
to show me exactly what you want done by AI. Like,
yeah.
That's my job. I'll
yeah.
draw it for you.
Yeah, like that's part of my job. Plus, like, you come to me because of the art that I do, not because of...
Yeah, we do get a lot of that now.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah, I imagine that's got to be really hyper nutty and difficult to deal with people coming like, I want exactly this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
Yeah, and some people don't understand. Some, you just talk to them, explain why not, why you wouldn't do that. Or with AI, too, there's some things that are not tattooable. Like, I can't make that many lines together because it's not from, in a year, it's not going to read like that.
Right, small writing, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets obnoxious to have to explain to people certain things. Do you get people trying to tell you to do your job?
Job? Sometimes you're tattooing and you're in the process. You know, you got to trust your artist when you go into it. And they're like, are you going to fix that line? Are you going to, like, go back? Are you doing this? And they touch it. Like, you can't touch your... Your hand is dirty. Working on open skin. Yeah. You're not going to put bacteria on what I'm doing.
You're bleeding right now.
Like, don't poke, don't touch. And tell me what to do also. You're supposed to be trusting the process.
Right. Wait, ask me when it's done. If I tell you it's done, you see something, then tell me.
Exactly. And also, we're not printers. Like, there's going to be things that...
yeah, you're not robots yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I get people in my job like, hey, man, you know this song? And then they'll start spelling it while I'm typing. I'm like, like, what?
You probably know more songs than.
or I hand them the microphone. They're like, is this thing on? Well, yes, of course it's on. Man, what? Man, you have, what? You hit play? Oh, my God, for real? Are we serious right now?
They'll tell me.
Yeah, like, dude, like, come on, man.
Do you want, I've never said it, but they're sometimes like, do you want to hold the machine?
Do you want to do it?
Do you want to do it?
You feel like you can do better. You can rent it for me, and then we'll work it out. Yeah, I mean, so have any customers gotten crazy with you before?
I've had people not, thank God, not crazy people. That's something that you also got to, like... When you do a consultation, kind of seal and feel the vibe of the person. I've had people invite me out just, you know, after a tattoo is done. Hey, do you want to go for some dinner? And I'm like, no, thank you. that's happened. Or just, it's happened for, you know, women too. I've got an approach while I'm tattooing. Oh, you're so beautiful.
Thanks.
Tattooing. Yeah. Like, now I feel weird. I'm like face to face. We're like 3 inches away.
Yeah, right now. I was 3 inches away, and now I've got like 2 more hours of this. Yeah. Like, this is great. Yeah. I mean, listen, when you're cool out there, people just you dodge bullets because people take it the wrong way. It is what it is.
Especially some people confuse kindness with flirting.
Yeah, happens all the time. Happens with everyone, which is like so weird. Like, people just don't. I don't know. I really just don't know. It just seems like people aren't used to being near people anymore.
Yeah.
It's like all this internet point click. See me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Message me here.
Or
like,
you can say whatever and just close the
app.
Yeah,
just walk away from it. Yeah. But then you do something like that in real life, and you realize, like, oh.
Yeah. Stuck here.
Yeah, right. There's consequences. What? Yeah. There's consequences. So, okay. So, besides monetary reasons, like, why do you stay in it? Why do you continue to do it? And, if you weren't doing this, like, what else would you what else would you be doing? Would it still be art based?
I study art, painting specifically, and then I went into a master's in fibers. So aside from tattooing, I keep tattooing because it's what I love. I love drawing every day, for example, or designing. That's the reason I got into tattooing, because before that I was doing architecture. And I decided that I didn't want to be sitting at a computer designing houses or buildings. And I wanted to do something more hands-on and physical. Right. especially working with the customers, because you get to pick people's brain and try to draw what they're imagining. And sitting every day just drawing and tattooing, it's what makes me happy. But when I'm not doing that, I'm painting or doing paper. I do paper making, so working with water and pulp and all that.
That's cool.
Physical, hands-on art.
That's cool stuff. So, ultimately, like, let's say tattooing's out of the. What's your dream job aside from tattooing?
My dream job would be painting every day or working with other artists to run some kind of studio. I would love to have a studio where people come and I have like a clay studio, some like photography, painting, screen printing, where people can just come and make.
That's
so
cool.
Having all that tools and machines and fun stuff would be ideal.
That's cool. A friend of mine who I just interviewed on this show, actually, he started doing art. He was doing architecture,
mm-hmm.
Or engineering, stuff like that, and becoming, I don't know, sorry, I didn't mean to do that, and becoming a, he now works on sculptures for,
like installations?
Yeah, installations, like Burning Man, Burning Man, stuff like that.
You know, you need to get me in contact with that person, because I was talking with my husband the other day that we're both artists, and I do this paper making sculptures, and I've been thinking of translating this into installation art, and I love festivals. I love going to festivals and music. And
yeah, I'll put you in contact with him. He's really cool. I don't like, he just like fell into it where he's just like, they pay him to go different places and do different sculptures and stuff like that. I'll give you his information after this. Really cool dude. But that sounds like something that would be like right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. That would be the dream, you know?
All right. So for anyone, this will be a little bit of a shorter episode this week, but that's fine. What, for anyone new getting into it, what advice?
Tattoo industry.
Yeah, what advice do you have for them?
Well, right now, you got to face that it's a very saturated industry. A lot of people like the idea of having a tattoo job and just doing this every day. But you got to stand out from, you know, all the people trying to make it into tattooing.
Yeah.
I always recommend drawing every day. It's something that if you can draw every day or just do some art journaling, you can get into what's your style, and from that on start designing things that you would think people would like. Talking to other artists, befriending people, that's also hard. When I started tattooing, what I did is that I went into a tattoo shop that I had a friend that knew somebody there, and I just started coming in every day and seeing what they were doing, asking questions. It's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things, technicalities, brands, things to understand from the industry. Knowing things that you like and don't like as for designing wise. In my case, I like designing dainty, natural things. Some people like realism or more geometric.
Yeah.
Just trying to find what you really enjoy, because you're going to be doing it for a while.
Yeah, like getting like figuring out what style you want to do and just kind of sticking to that.
But the style at first is not going to be, you're not going to know. You got to try everything and design and practice to see what you like the most.
Right. Now, so when you first started, were you one of those people who like used a like fake skin or anything like that?
I had to, but for the most part, I was learning for a year straight without even touching a tattoo machine. They just wanted me to be there and ask questions and observe. And after that, one of our testing or exams was to tattoo on pig skin.
Okay.
So I bought from the butchers some pig skin, literally, with the fat and stuff. And I had to put that in an arm breast with some saran wrap and tattoo there, because that was like the closest to human skin sensation. But I also tattooed fruit and fake skin in some days.
So was it like, did you go to like a school, or was this like something that they...
It was a tattoo shop in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Where I started.
Okay, that's cool. That's interesting.
Very old school, too.
Yeah, that's, you use them old heavy machines?
I did at the beginning. You gotta try everything.
Man, those used to hurt.
Never understood.
These used to hurt my hands. Oh my God, these hurt my hands so much.
I tried, and you got to, because you gotta know the basics. But I haven't even touched one of those machines in like the past 5 years. I love my pen machine.
Yeah.
Technology has surpassed.
For real, like I thought about Jesus. I thought about getting a machine for home, just to like work on some of the stuff that I haven't finished on myself and other things, because it's just like, oh, that looks like it would be so comfortable in my hand. Like,
yeah.
Because I remember the old machine's like, just like, I would sit there for like 2-3 hours, maybe four, and be like, all right, we're taking a break. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah, they're heavy.
And having to have all the different machines, like setting them all, and having them, like, oh my God.
Some people enjoy that. That's what they like about it. They're still tattoo artists, because the technology has improved in those machines. They're still like coil machines, but some people like their shaders and their liners, and they have like a machine for everything. I enjoy the pen, switching the cartridge, and
I would much rather do that. Yeah, I'd much rather do that. All right, now, so for any customers, what advice do you have for customers?
Before you go into wanting a tattoo, choosing and researching your artists. A lot of people walk in a shop and they're like, I want this, and then they start getting the tattoo and they don't know if the person is somebody that they like their art or the way they work. I feel like researching and knowing how your artist works and looking at their portfolio is always important.
Yeah,
you gotta know. I mean, you're having this tattoo on you forever, and sometimes I have customers that walk in and they're like, oh, I like fine line, for example. And I wish all these tattoos were also fine line, but they were not going to an artist that specializes in it.
Right.
So it's...
Yeah, so don't settle.
Doing your research if you want something really good.
Yeah. I agree with that. I would just add, like, yeah, just don't settle. You know what I mean? Make sure you get exactly what you want.
Exactly.
It's going on you forever. So
exactly.
That's pretty great. And what about just how a customer should act while they're in there?
Respectful. Yeah, you gotta understand that this is our job and we do this every day. You gotta trust us a little. People are like, oh, what are you doing? Or Why did you do that? Or why should I get this bigger? Or I want it really small. Or I want this in my ditch. And we're like, we can't do this right there. That's not going to heal well.
Yeah.
It's going to fade and it's going to hurt.
It's always telling people like hand tattoos.
Or
like,
finger,
oh, it's just
the
gonna,
side of the finger.
Yeah, like it's going to go away. You're going to have to get it retouched up like a lot.
Or it's just going
to
blow out. Or
yeah.
It's not going to look like this. In
forever. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then, let's see. For any, I'm sure we've all had those like problematic, like, coworkers. You know, like what advice do you have for coworkers coming in? Yeah, I mean, people who are, you know, it's like in a kitchen, like you always have the new guy who comes in. He's the new guy to y'all, but he's got like 15 years of experience.
Yeah.
And he's like telling everyone, you should do it this way, you should do it that way.
Yeah,
it's like,
you gotta be respectful. Everybody has their own way of doing things and respecting a lot. In the industry, for example, if I need this specific color, I'll go to my coworker and be like, hey, can I just borrow this color and just, you know, for this tattoo? But there's some people that come in and just grab from your station. It's like, no, these are my things. I mean, I have them open out Unless you're my really close friend and I've told you personally, yeah, no hey, problem. If you ever need something, you can open my drawers, grab. But sometimes I would go in and I'm like, where is this? I left it here and I was gone for in a trip. I was gone for a week and I don't know whose station it is or yeah. who grabbed it. Thank God in my case, it's very rare because at the shop I work at, we're all friends. And
we yeah, everyone's pretty chill there, yeah.
But I've been at other shops and things have just disappeared. Nobody saw it. Nobody knew who had it. And
that's the absolute worst. Oh, that's a dog. yeah, it's like you're doing something upstairs. That's probably why they try to call. But regardless, yeah, shoot. Anything else you want to say about it, about your industry in general?
Well, now that I was telling you that it's getting more saturated, you got to focus on what you like designing and try to be more unique because everybody else is doing their own thing. Or
right. Oh, the other question, too, is what do you feel like the end game is for most tattoo artists? Like, is the end game... You know, owning a shop and running a shop, is the end game touring the world? Is the end game just using it to do something else?
Yeah, everybody has their own, like, there's people that like doing conventions every month. There's right. people that like doing guest spots and knowing more people in the industry. But for me, it's getting booked.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm booked for just at least 3 months, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
But some people want to be... I don't know, traveling the world. Their point of tattooing is to travel more and spread their name and their art.
So yeah, some people like that clout.
Yeah, knowing what you really want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's with everything. You know what I mean? It's yeah, I guess it's like really knowing what you want from it. But I would say, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's things that you should chase, things that you shouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you can make a name for yourself with... You know, if you go your route, like if you're looking for more bookings, eventually,
yeah, people doing good work, not being sloppy,
right? It's not about quantity; it's about quality. Mm-hmm. Like if you do 5 really good pieces and someone does 20 meh pieces, like I'm gonna look at your work versus their 20 meh pieces.
Exactly. You know what
I
mean?
So I don't get that kind of thing. So what? So like you said, you got that Friday the 13th coming up.
Yeah.
Any other kind of big events coming up for you guys in the next like couple months or so?
I think there's another Friday the 13th coming up in the summer. And those are big
yeah,
events.
Those got to be the huge ones.
Other than that, no.
Nothing, just getting ready.
Just go to the shop and get tattooed.
So where can people find you?
Or contact Instagram. You, yeah. Yeah, you can DM me on Instagram, Luciana_Morales. I'm always happy to talk to anyone. I always love doing in-person consults. I can do virtual too, so if you're out of town and you want to reach out, we can, you know, FaceTime, talk about the ideas, and then schedule an appointment.
Cool. Remind people again what kind of work it is you do, so this way they're very straight on it.
A lot of floral, natural typography, scripts, all that fine line detailed stuff.
Do you prefer doing more color pieces or?
I would love to do bigger pieces. A lot of people know me for doing small work as detail with the scripts or like pet portraits, something like that. Uh-huh. But I'm branching out and doing more bigger stuff with my style.
Okay.
If you want to do anything big.
And then do you have any, so aside from your tattoo stuff, do you have any, are you showing any of your other artwork anywhere?
I have, in town I show my art. I have some, a show coming up, but I'm making these 3 acrylic paintings that are going to be
What street's going to be on?
It's going to be on Habersham, yeah.
Like closer to downtown or?
More towards Victory
okay.
area. Yeah.
Okay. Keep an eye out for that stuff. And then, yeah, so, shoot. Sometimes I do a recap at the end of the show. Not a recap, like a forecast, but we all know it's coming up. Yeah. If that's something that St. Patrick's, it's coming, whether you guys want it or not.
Yeah.
Be weary. This is, I don't know how accurate this statistic is anymore, but 120,000 people live in Savannah proper, so downtown.
Wow.
During St. Patrick's Day, there's about 2 million people here.
It's crazy. It's gotta wild. Love it, right?
It's good. And look, again, it's good for the money.
I love the business that it brings.
Yeah. The money's good, but it also brings a lot of trouble, too. So, yeah. You know, just
gotta stay aware. Don't get too drunk.
Be careful out there is the main thing. Keep your head on a swivel. You never know who's out there. But yeah, this is the customer isn't always right. You can DM me at the customer isn't always right talk show on Facebook. That's the best way to try and get yourself on, or maybe suggest a person for me. Anyone who's listening, if you or someone you know wants to be on the show, just DM me there and we'll talk about it. We'll try and make a recording day happen. I work a crazy amount, but if you're in town, in Savannah proper, we can figure it out. Again, this is 107.5 FM, WRU.org. And again, you can catch this episode. I broadcast every episode every Wednesday, 8 o'clock. You can catch this episode on WRUU.creek.fm at 8. And you can catch any of the old episodes. But we got a lot of great ones coming up this week. So just be ready for that. I'll catch you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's good having you.